Start your business for the freedom of time. Now you're tired of the hustle and grind. There's gotta be a better way. It's time to listen to Chill and Prosper. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. You're ready to chill and prosper with Denise Duffield Thomas.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of Chill and Prosper. I am your host, Denise Duffield Thomas, and we are talking about demystifying this idea of a millionaire mindset or a million-dollar mindset. This is really juicy. This was just going to be called, you know, like, oh, mindset to the first million. But actually what I think is super, super important is demystifying this millionaire moment or this millionaire mindset and making it feel a little bit more attainable, a little bit more relatable, and a little bit more real to you wherever you are on your journey. Now, I know we do have some millionaires who listen to my podcast, but I would say the majority of people who listen, that is a goal for a lot of people. Whether or not it's a very close goal, so it's like, I'm going to do it this year for the first time, or it's kind of a bit of a one-day goal where you're like, yes, that would be nice to make millions of dollars. And so I really want to talk about this because I get this question a lot about, you know, what mindset shifts did you need to make, Denise, to become a millionaire or to make millions of dollars in your business? And I feel like sometimes when people are asking, they're still putting me on a pedestal of saying there's something different about us. There's something different about you, Denise, that has given you this entree into this world that I don't have somehow. And this is not true, okay? But I felt the same thing myself on the other side of it. So you think it's this like big chasm, but really it's not. It's literally you and all your stuff, all of your strengths and weaknesses and all that kind of stuff with more money. It really, really is. So let's challenge that misconception though that there is this million dollar version of you. Because there are so many different ways to be a millionaire, okay? And so there are like maverick, you know, wild entrepreneurs like Richard Branson, who does a ton of different things and has for a long time. Then there are, I don't know, entrepreneurs like Martha Stewart, who have built like this big empire, and she just seems really like type A and amazing. And then, you know, there are like messy entrepreneurs who have made millions of dollars and also people that you've never heard of who have made millions of dollars. There are people who are single, not single, young, old, sexy, average, like with kids, without kids, married, single, all genders, all nationalities, all accents, all different weights, all different sizes. And yet, I would bet that there's still a part of you that's like, but that's not for me until I change this about myself or until I don't know, somehow morph into this perfect version of myself. And I fell into that trap myself because I'd be thinking, okay, if I want to be a millionaire, I'm going to start to act as if a millionaire would. And I remember Mark saying to me, your office is so messy. Is that the office of a millionaire? And actually, you know, when he said that to me, this was only like last year. And I'm like, dude, I have been a multimillionaire now for a long time. I'm like, yes, this literally is the desk of a millionaire. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I remember like at that, early times where he would say that to me and it would be like, oh, no, you're right. Like millionaire Denise is definitely super organized. You know, millionaire Denise is really tidy. Millionaire Denise says blah, 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 blah. And what's really, really interesting about this, I don't think my sister listens to my podcast, but so my sister's 19 years younger than me. And when we were overseas in Europe last year, she was house-sitting our dogs. So she moved in with us a couple of weeks before. And I was saying to Mark, oh my God, she's so messy. And Mark's just looking at me. I said, oh, she's just like leaving her towels on the ground. And she just ate this food and just left it here. And he's just looking at me, just laughing because when we first started dating, like he would just be like just walking around just picking things up after me, because I would just like take all my clothes off and just leave them everywhere and like pick up a towel and like just leave food and just like that's what it was like living with me. And then now, like now we have a lot of home help, right? So my housekeeper, unfortunately, is, well, she's paid to clean up after me. So I don't notice as much how messy I am. I don't notice it. But it was really funny looking back at my sister and going, oh, she's so messy. And Mark's like, you still are. You just don't notice it. So I'm a messy millionaire. I am a very messy millionaire. I am a very impatient person in lots of ways. I thought, oh, when I have lots of money, well, I won't have to stress about things. So why would I be cranky? Like, why would I be a cranky bee? And I am. I can be such a cranky mom. I can be such a cranky, like, wife. I can be such a, like, a grump. And I just thought, oh, no, but money's going to take that away. And it doesn't. Okay. So I want you to think about all those things that you judge yourself for. Okay, maybe you're messy, maybe you're super frugal and you get judged for it. Maybe you are quite cautious with things. Maybe you have like these little weird habits that you think, oh, I need to get rid of this if I want to be a millionaire. Maybe you have some judgments about yourself, like the things that you cannot change. And it could be anything from like your accent, you know, and I know it sounds like silly. I'm Australian. Oh, I don't know if you've noticed. I'm Australian, mate. I'm an Aussie. But when I first started my business, I was like, oh, my accent's so Aussie. No one's going to understand me and it's not fancy. I was like, I'm going to go to elocution lessons to get this nice voice. And it was like, it was an excuse, right? Because I was like, well, I guess if I'm a fancy millionaire, I have to be, I don't know, I have to talk proper. I have to be really fancy, right? I can't be Eliza Doolittle. I have to be the fancy version of her. And I've heard that from lots of people. They go, oh, I really want to have this, but you know what? You know, English isn't my first language, or I have to change my accent, or someone told me once that my voice is blah, 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 and I need to change that. You might have judgments about your body, your looks, your age, you know, your size, all of those things, and think, well, I've never seen a millionaire that looks like that. So therefore, I guess I have to change myself and have this metamorphosis at the same time as doing the work. Oh my God, why are we doing this to ourselves? Not only do we have to do the work to actually make the money, we have to have this complete transformation at the same time. No, you don't. You really don't. So what does it take then to become a millionaire, to become one? Yeah, this is a really tricky question, right? Because it is a logistical exercise in lots of ways. So if you think about what you do, you know, what, how much you charge, and you can just go, okay, I need to sell X amount to become a millionaire. Like you can literally look at it from a mechanic point of view. What do you need to do to become that? And sometimes it is giving up some parts of your personality a little bit. So one for me was this idea that I have to do everything myself, because the math just runs out after a while, right? You go, oh, I can only do so many sessions, or I can only make so much art. I need to then leverage myself. So therefore I have to give up not accepting help, doing everything myself. Maybe you've got this habit of really being cheap with yourself. And so you can't grow because you're not investing in yourself and your business. So that's what I had to give up. You know, that idea of I have to do everything myself. That was a big one. But also I did have to, you know, obviously like develop some skills of asking for the sale, but so imperfectly. You know, I've talked about this on the podcast before, about like, I still don't feel like I've got a very fancy marketing funnel. I don't have very sophisticated systems, but I've been really good at just saying to people in lots of different ways, hey, I've got this amazing program called Money Bootcamp. Would you like to come and join Money Bootcamp? Right? And so there is some like just logistical stuff that you need to learn around business and marketing. And that could be, you know, systems so people can pay you, putting what you do into a course or a program or a book so then people can buy from you so you can be leveraged, you know, managing a team, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't feel like you have to do it in an increasingly sophisticated way to be able to make money. I still feel like I'm like winging it most of the time. And what you'll see is that as you become friends with more successful people, as you go along your journey, you do just realize, oh, they're just people, just doing people things, muddling along, learning as they go, trial and error, and like just figuring it out, you know? And so again, it's just, it comes down to like, it's okay to be you. It's totally okay to be you and make that money and open up those channels. All right. But let's talk about, you know, there are some little nuances, I think, around money mindset that might be helpful for you. So don't go away and we'll get back into them after this very short break.
My name's Erin. I am a business tax and money coach. I joined right after she had like closed the cart. It was like some, I don't know, there was some special amazing deal. I remember that. But the next day I was like, I really should have joined. And so I did. It was just kind of that realization that I'm doing okay without help, but it would be really nice to have more resources and more people that are on the same page financially. And I haven't, but I've been so happy that I've done it ever since. I feel much more supported, even though a lot of these women, the relationships are online. I also feel like I have a much more clear radar of saying yes to certain things that might have been a no prior because of financial like limitations, but realizing that's really in alignment with what I want or what I'm trying to achieve. And then at the same time, being able to walk away and say a clearer no to some things that I might have been tempted to say yes to in the past because I wasn't really clear on like what, as Denise likes to call it, what's my first class life, you know, like what is really in alignment with what I believe and how are my finances gonna match up with that. I would say you probably need it because I personally have never met anyone that really has the kind of support that probably we should all have when it comes to finances. And, you know, Denise is amazing and the whole community she's created is so supportive. And I wouldn't wait to do it because I think it's just such a different energy than you have anywhere else.
Okay, welcome back. So we're talking about like demystifying this idea of a millionaire mindset. Okay. And as I said, like you can be you and make more money. And how do you even do that? And so again, there's not this moment where your fairy godmother's going to come out and she's going to be like, let's transform you from, you know, the rag Cinderella to a princess Cinderella. Like it's just not that like, bleh. It is a gradual feeling and a gradual journey that starts with you again. Like accepting who you are and loving yourself now and accepting that you're deserving now. And so that means then doing that inner work to like and love and accept yourself. This is why I advocate so much for doing practices like emotional freedom technique. We do this in pretty much every lesson in Money Bootcamp. We do this on every one of our calls. We have live calls at the end of the month. Because so much of the work is inner work at every stage of business. It doesn't get more the more money you make. It's the same. Okay. This is going to be hard to get your head around. I actually probably had to do a little bit more at the start because I had so many money blocks to deal with. And then the money mindset work, it kind of, I feel like sometimes it not stagnates, but it just becomes you, just who you are. It just becomes your foundation. I have to do money mindset work all the time because the same gremlins that I had at the very start of my business, they're still there. They're not impacting me as much some days, but they're still there. The same, not more, not different, the same. Okay, so a big one for me at the start of my business was people are going to think I'm too big for my boots. They're not going to think I'm nice and friendly and down to earth and they're not going to like me. Hey, guess what? Guess what? The stuff that I always have to deal with my coach, I'm always like, but if I make more money, people are not going to like me. And people, you know, think that they'll think I'm too big for my boots. And it's the same. Okay. And I think there's a real grace in accepting that and just going, oh, wow. Like I am doing the work. This is the work. I'm in it. Like, this is my journey. I'm doing it now. There's not more different, better, advanced strategies. It's like, oh, I just have to keep on like working on loving and accepting myself and getting rid of my money blocks and being curious about my sabotages and stories, right? So I have like, as well as teaching tapping every month, I also have a session with somebody who does kinesiology and tapping because I need someone to hold space for me. And that has been the same from the very start of my business. Okay. So, liking and accepting yourself is so key. I like and accept myself. Cause some days you don't, and that's never perfect too. It's not like I like, oh my God, I like myself now. I'm a millionaire. I'm like, no, I still think sometimes I'm trash and you know, I'm a terrible person and all my stuff comes up and I'm a bitch and all these things. And that's why I have to work on them. Same as at the start of my business. Right. But part of that too is celebrating the wins along the way, celebrating yourself, getting a client, sending a newsletter, like really seeing each accomplishment, because otherwise you'll get into this spiral where you think it's not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. And the problem with that is no amount of money then becomes enough because you're just always just like going, well, that wasn't good enough. Yeah, cool, I did that, but whatever. And I've definitely had moments of that where my friends have gone, oh my God, you had an amazing launch. And I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. Because I really struggle to celebrate anything. I'm always just like, okay, what's next? And that's me as a ruler in money archetypes. I'm a ruler. I'm always like, okay, what's next? That didn't count. You know, it's that whole Alexander Hamilton thing. Anyone who loves the musical Hamilton, it's never satisfied, nonstop. What's the next thing? Move on, right? So I have made this a real practice and I see that there are turning points in my business journey to the $1 million mark where I really did celebrate and I anchored that in and I made that my new normal. And that's why I always talk about my first $225 in business. I was just like, oh my God, I made money in my business. I'm so proud of myself. I had a workshop and I didn't really make any money out of it because your first ones you don't because your expenses go out of control. But anyway, I was like, I went to the fanciest restaurant in town. I bought myself champagne. I toasted myself. I was like, more of this, please, universe. More of this. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And that was like not a – I mean, I sold out a workshop, cool, 20 people or whatever it was. I celebrated that more than selling out my Bristol event last year for 200 people. You know, I celebrated that 20 people. I was like, oh my God, more of this, please, universe. I'm so good. I cheered myself, right? So what I actually want to try and do this year is start a spreadsheet. So every time I have like a little win like that, I'll put it in there. So when I'm having those days where I'm like, oh, I'm a loser, I don't do anything, I haven't done enough, I haven't helped enough people, I can really look and go, oh, okay, I really have. And so for you, that might be every time you get a testimonial or a nice note, put it in a folder. So when you're having one of those bad days, you can go, oh no, I am. Okay, it is enough. I am doing good work. Because I just feel like that's so important as you go into your journey is feeling like there's no here and this impossible out of reach there. You're on the journey of success and you're getting there and really appreciating those incremental successes. I really feel like I haven't had a lot of moments in my business where like I've suddenly got a lot of subscribers or a ton of social media followers. I feel like that has been quite just like slow and steady growth. Slow and steady, like big still, but just like there's been no viral moments. It's just been that consistency again and again. And people don't like to hear when I talk about that of what it takes to make those millions of dollars is sometimes that consistency. Not for everyone. Some people, you know, they do have that woo. But I think for the most part, it's like just not giving up when things are a little bit hard. And I'm practicing this in small ways. So I do cross stitch. I love, you know, cross stitch art. And I do like the really like naff old fashioned ones because then I put them at my farm and I love it. But I find myself sometimes I get bored with a color and I'm just like, oh, yuck. Ugh, I'm so bored with this color. I want to do another sexy color. But I'm like, oh, I've got all these threads that are already out. And so it's a real practice for me to go, no. Okay, this bit might be hard, but like, let's find another bit where you can use that color. And then it just gives me that fresh perspective to go, oh, okay, cool. And I've always been like this with like my money boot camp, which I've done for over a decade. People go, don't you get bored? And I go, yeah, I actually do. There's times where I go, oh, everyone's seen this now. I have said everything I have to say. Like, I can't do it anymore. But that's just my stuff. When people join and it's new and fresh for them and so life-changing, I have to remind myself that and go, oh, no. Keep going. There's more people who need you. And I feel like that's how I've been able to create so much success, because the momentum builds on itself. And so now I know that I can stop for a little bit. I mean, if I stopped this podcast for a while, there's quite a few episodes that people can go back and look at. There's blog posts that I've written. There's, you know, there's work, there's intellectual property, there's my books that still sell all the time. And it wouldn't all stop, right? But there's this thing of like chasing those shiny objects or giving up when it's hard. And there is a discipline sometimes of just going, I'm just going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. And what's really helped me is finding people who are ahead of me in business. And for a long time, that was Marie Forleo with her B School, because I have no idea how many people have gone through it now. But I remember there was like 70,000 people had gone through and I was at like 5,000. And we were a bit stagnant. You know, it was a bit hard. I was like, oh, 5,000 people. I was like, oh, it's a bit hard. And I just kept on thinking, but there are more people out there. Like, she has shown me that there are more people out there, because we have a similar target market, right? So if you can have that North Star and go, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep on going. Then it does build on itself. Okay. All right. Here's the last point that I want to make, is normalizing your millionaire mindset. So we've talked about, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a particular size. And I think there's this sense of like, why not me? Why not me? And you have to do the work around that. You know, like I used to look in the mirror and say, this is what a millionaire looks like. And then I would look at myself almost like with disgust. And I'd go, no, it's not. Look at your roots. You don't even brush your hair. You know, oh, look at your nails. You don't even paint your nails. And realizing I had so many of those little voices. And so it's a really good practice, right? Go and look in the mirror, find a mirror and say whatever words resonate with you. You know, in Money Bootcamp, I say to people, go and say, this is what a wealthy ex looks like. Okay. And it could be, this is what a wealthy single mother looks like. This is what a wealthy queer person looks like. This is what a wealthy renegade maverick artist looks like. But you can do this with the millionaire words and very specifically say it and say, this is what a millionaire looks like. And then see what comes up. Like, I can say it now because I'm like, this is what a millionaire looks like. I'm sitting here, I'm sweaty from ballet. I've got my hair in a bun. You know, I've got chipped nail polish. And I can just hand on heart, like just say, this is what a millionaire looks like. Because it's not like a peppy affirmation of like, this is what a millionaire looks like, go me, you know, the wealthier I feel, the wealthier I am. It's not that kind of affirmation. It's like reality. Like, I can look at myself and say, this is what a millionaire looks like. This is what a millionaire 45-year-old mum of three with really saggy stretch marks looks like. And I can just say it because it's true. And even though it might not be true for you yet, saying it starts to give you like where the gaps are in your thinking around yourself of going, yeah, but only if I was this, oh, if only I was that. And it's like, no, it is you. It is you. And so much of that is just acceptance of who you are, acceptance of your fears, acceptance that's not going to be like a smooth journey, and that's okay too. You know, I've made well over $30 million now. I made my first million revenue. I can't even remember what profit it was that year when I was 35, right? I'm 45 now. Oh my God. Wow. I'm like 10 years of making millions. And you know, my profit's gone up and down around that time, but that's a lot of money that I've made. And I'm just so not a perfect person. I screw up all the time, but I'm just hanging in there. And You know that Friday Night Lights thing? It's like clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. And I just think that is me. Like, and that is so many of the people I know who have reached that millionaire status. It's like, I have a full heart. Like, I just genuinely want to help people. That's what I want to do. And so, no, I'm not going to be perfect. No, I'm not going to do everything right. No, not everyone's going to like me, but I'm doing it with a full heart. I really am. And I want that for you. I see that for you. I know that you just want to help people. You just want to make the world a beautiful, better place. Well, that's what we all want to do, right? And so it's totally okay for that to be enough. It really is. Okay, cool. One last thing before this last break. So please don't go away. See you in a second.
My name is Arielle Lauren, and I'm the owner of a marketing agency that services clients all over the world. Well, I heard about Denise's Money Boot Camp. When I discovered it, I loved the branding of it. I loved what it was all about. And so eventually I made the decision to actually join. And it was one of the best decisions that I've ever made in my financial life. So I was really just getting started in terms of transitioning from being a private consultant to actually owning my own marketing agency. And so for me, when it came to actually joining the boot camp, one of the things that I really got serious about was my accounting and really learning how to track my money. And so for me, like Denise, just that one lesson in itself just proved to me how valuable the information was inside of the course. And I'm just so grateful for, you know, really just redirecting my attention to the things that were actually coming into my business versus what you're traditionally taught, which is, you know, pay attention to only what's going out. Okay, my favorite part of the bootcamp was the upgrade quiz. And so I loved actually going through every single area of my life and really seeing like, okay, how would I rate this? And what it did was it made me understand kind of what it meant to live a really abundant lifestyle outside of just money. And for me, like the bootcamp was so worth it. I mean, it's years later now and I'm like, wow, that was one of the best courses that I've ever bought. And I just hope that more women will join Denise and, you know, become part of this amazing movement of women just looking to change their finances.
Okay, welcome back. And oh God, this is just one of my favorite quotes. I sprinkle this around everywhere. It's from Sarah Blakely, who is a billionaire with a B. And she says, money is fun to make, fun to spend, and fun to give away. Money is fun to make, fun to spend, fun to give away. And what I love about her is, you know, she stretches our thinking about what a billionaire is. A lot of the, you know, especially women who have become billionaires, self-made women, each one has stretched our idea of what that means to be a billionaire, right? And so I just think she's still not super fancy. Yes, she has an amazing house, but like she's still a mom. She still has messy hair. She still went through the pandemic with her roots hanging out. Like she still is a normal person. And it's okay for you to make money be just you and whatever way you are right now. So yeah, I love that quote. I want you to write it down somewhere too, because it makes me feel so good to see it. No matter how many times I see it, money is fun to make, fun to spend, and fun to give away. I would love to hear your feedback from this episode and, you know, what stuff you would still like to know about being a millionaire. Because I know it's still a big goal for so many people and it's a very worthy goal. Don't let anyone talk you out of it and go, everyone wants to be a millionaire these days. How cliched. It's like, it's still a cool goal to achieve. You know, it's not, I don't really remember when it happened because I remember celebrating those early milestones more, but like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. Why not you? Why not you? And obviously, if you need my money mindset help, you know, that's what I do in Money Bootcamp. So you can always come and join us. There's enrollment throughout the whole year, but join before our next call. And you can always just send my team a note and see if it's right for you. But otherwise, go to denisedt.com/bootcamp. Okay. All right. I'll see you in bootcamp. I'll see you on the next call. Otherwise, I will see you on next week's episode of Chill and Prosper. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Chill and Prosper. Tell your friends to chill and prosper. Review and subscribe. We hope you had a very good time.